Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Senator, you've been criticized for saying people should take matters into your own hands to get them out of the way. Do you stand by that tonight?
Of course I do, Laura. I mean, what do you expect people to do when they've got to get to work? They've got to pick up a kid. Maybe they're trying to take care of an ailing parent, heaven forbid. They're trying to get a loved one to the hospital. All of these pro-Hamas lunatics can, I don't know, get a permit and protest in a park and wave around their little Hamas flags if they want to make fools of themselves. But they have no right to block traffic, especially on major highways or city streets when other people are trying to go about their business. And yes, what the police should do is get there promptly and arrest these people and throw the book at them if they're allowed to by their often left-wing Democratic mayors. But in the meantime, these lunatics shouldn't be surprised if their fellow motorists get out and remove them from the road forcibly so they can go about their business, because they have no right to be blocking public streets.
Well, I called him a hero yesterday, and I'll say it again today. That's Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton. Says, don't be surprised if civilians get out of their car and forcibly, which means physically, remove these people. You know, Michael Goodwin is the best columnist in the country. He is. New York Post. And he's been kind of sitting on hold for about 10 minutes. But what's funny is that people were so appalled by what Cotton said. Yet, standing at a university, burning flags and screaming death to Jews and Americans, they're okay with that. But how could Tom Cotton say such a horrible thing? Can you fill me in on this, Michael?
Well, good luck with that, Sid. look, I think Cotton is on to the rage that a lot of people are feeling. I mean, you know, when you see those videos and pictures of people carrying their luggage, getting out of a car or a taxi on a highway that's been blocked and carrying their luggage through a field to try to make their flights, people can't get to work. It really shows that the government itself is failing the honest citizens. It's the dishonest ones who are getting all the breaks, as though somehow they have to be understood. And if you are just an ordinary person who pays your taxes and wants to use a public facility to fly or drive, you're out of luck, because the government has decided that, and I don't mean necessarily the federal government, but many city and state governments have taken a kind of laissez-faire view of these demonstrations. And I think it's out of hand, and it's the same lesson over and over and over, that if you appease them, you will get more of it. It's true in international affairs. It's true in protest control. You know, and the NYPD used to be excellent at this kind of stuff, but now they constantly get sued. And therefore, and for kettling, using their bicycles to corral people, basically, that was something that came out of the last round of protest. And so, lawyers, being risk averse, will tell them, "Well, don't do that anymore." Okay, we won't do that anymore. Well, then, how do we control them? Well, you can't do this, you can't do that. And so, this aggressiveness of the far left and their use of the courts to penalize the police who try to do their jobs makes everybody skittish. And so you have this mayhem where the idiots are running the asylum.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out. out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
Ron DeSantis, Republican governor down in Florida, once said, run him over. And again, people were disgusted with that. He's a hero to me, too. Eric Adams, nothing. Again, I'm going to use a word you're not going to like, pussy. But that's what he is. You know, he just caves in every time. It's the people like DeSantis, even the governor out in Texas, Abbott, Tom Cotton. Those are the heroes. Those are the people that will help save us one day, hopefully, from this impending doom. Now, Israel, they're in trouble, too. I read your column. It was great. Hit the mullahs, hit them hard, Israel, and five key takeaways from Iran's failed attacks. So for folks who haven't read it, Michael, explain what you meant in this column.
Well, the first is that you know, Joe Biden's advice to Netanyahu to take the win and then the threat that America won't help in any kind of response because Biden would consider that an offensive move as opposed to defense, which seems to me ridiculous. If you go on defense and you stop the other team, then you get the ball. And you're not going to play after that? I mean, it's silly. This is war. And the idea that Iran gets a free shot, that they can send more than 300 drones and missiles, and just because Israel and with American help and with Saudi help and Great Britain and France shot down or eliminated all of those devices before they could do any damage. I mean, it's an amazing defensive example there. But
unless you believe what I believe, which is it wasn't that amazing because they knew everything beforehand. Everybody knew everything beforehand, especially Biden through Turkey. It's still a great feat, don't get me wrong, but not nearly as amazing. But I just had Bill O'Reilly on moments ago, and he contends that Biden needs to be careful because if Israel goes in and goes nuts on Iran, then China gets very upset, Russia gets very upset, and that could be the start of World War III. Me, I don't care. I want to go bomb Iran. I want to bomb Rafah. I want Israel to do what they have to do. But there are some that are concerned that if Israel gets a little too crazy with this, that could be the official start of World War III.
Well, perhaps. Maybe we're already in World War III. I mean, it's already this low boil in various places. And certainly we don't wish to see it widen, but at the same time, this appeasement that we were talking about before with the demonstrators applies in spades to Iran. And they tried to kill thousands and thousands of Israelis. They failed. But because they failed, they don't get any credit, nor do they deserve any mercy. I think Israel has to draw a line, and thankfully I think Netanyahu will do it. He has made it clear that there will be a response and that it will be at least commensurate with what Iran tried to do. Now, I don't know specifically what that means. I mean, it could be everything from the conventional weapons, the factories producing the drones and the missiles, to the nuclear targets that Iran keeps enriching uranium, getting closer and closer. And after last weekend, I think it's pretty clear, if there was any doubt before, Iran will use whatever weapons it has. I don't know. I have no reason to believe that Biden knew what was coming. I see no evidence of that. I've not heard that before. I mean, I do know there were messages back and forth about urging restraint, et cetera. But I don't think what Iran did was restrained in any sense. I mean, they aimed to kill tens of thousands, if not a million people, with so many things aimed primarily at major population centers, right, as well as some military targets. I don't think Iran deserves a break.
I don't either, but I disagree with you. I do think there were conversations between the United States and Turkey. I believe the United States knew everything. I believe that almost every country knew everything. And they went after not real civilian neighborhoods in an effort to kill thousands, but rather different sites. So we'll disagree there. But I do agree with you that, yes, that they should come back and hit Iran. But I got to ask you about this city, because no one knows more about this city than you. Nobody. You and Curtis. You know, you got this sham trial going on right now with Donald Trump, where the attorney general of this state and the district attorney should be fired today. They're humiliating. It's horrible what they've done. You got crime all over the place. You got a mayor that beats his chest and tells us, you guys are nuts. I don't know what movie you're watching. Things are going great. You know, you got a governor that couldn't care less. Bill reform is still bail reform. You know, got the subways as hard as Michael Kemper tries. You really can't ride them after a certain time without going at risk of getting yourself killed. I mean, it's become a complete embarrassment, has it not?
Oh, it has. And just to take your first point about the Donald Trump trial, just think, if Lee Zeldin had been elected governor, he pledged to remove Alvin Bragg. He said he would do that the first day in office. You don't hear Kathy Hochul say a word about this, right? So, I mean, that's the difference when people vote and don't vote. I mean, the turnout in these elections is pathetic, and people don't vote. And more of the people who would tend to vote for a Lee Zeldin are leaving New York. And so the future doesn't look so bright if people are going to keep voting for the people who create this chaos and allow this mayhem to happen. I mean, you know, we had this thing with the Post has done a lot on Carl Heasty and his refusal to go along with increased penalties for shoplifters who violently attack workers in these pharmacies and other retail outlets. And he finally agreed to go along with language that reminded me of what Ilhan Omar said about 9/11. Some people did something, right? I mean, that's how Heasty talks about these crimes, as though they're not really significant, that the criminals are just misunderstood, and we shouldn't get so worked up about this stuff. To me, it is so out of touch, and I don't understand why anybody in his district would ever vote for him after this. If you want safety in your district, Carl Heasty is your enemy. He doesn't care about safety. He's made that clear. He makes fun of those who care about it. And so I don't understand the voters of New York, my fellow citizens. Wake up.
He's a black guy, and I hate to say this because people don't like to hear it, but he's going to get votes, bottom line, just like Alvin Bragg and whatever. It's just I'm tired of saying the same thing over and over again, but race certainly plays a part in those victories, and you would think that safety would matter more than skin color, but it just doesn't. It's a sad world. It really is. A sad city, a sad state. Columbia is disgusting, and we need to fix things quickly. Michael Goodwin, you are the best. Thank you for hopping on this morning. We'll do it again next week. Thank you so much.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Michael Goodwin, New York Post. He's really good, isn't he, folks? He really is good.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.